good to be here this morning and see all of you for a Saturday morning worship service. I appreciate your singing and the good prayer, Brother Philip, this morning. Romans 5, chapter 5 and verse 19. The apostle said, "For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous." Seems like to me, if we can understand this morning how one man made us sinners, I don't think he's saying that he makes us sin, but our nature's sinful. We're born with a sinful nature. For it's by one man's disobedience. You know, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. It's sad to see God's people disobey God. Anybody here this morning that's ever disobeyed God? I reckon not. I don't see anybody nodding. Y'all wake up. I know you're not asleep. I would imagine this morning most of us who have had any time on this earth at one time or another have probably disobeyed God in one way or another. Maybe we said something we shouldn't have said. I'd like this morning for the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be accepted in thy sight, O God. That would be a good life. So far, by the obedience of one, we all know who he's talking about, the first Adam in the Garden of Eden. God told him that in the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And it happened just like God said it would. He did die. You say, well, they didn't carry him out and bury him. Nope. But he finally died a corporal death. You know, Brother Rupert had a long life on this earth. He would have been 95 this coming March. Next month, I guess. That's a good while on this earth. But the Bible says the days of our years are 70. That's only 70. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, which is 80 years of their strength, labor, and sorrow, pretty soon cut off and we fly away. And I can tell you, if you take the papers and look at the obituaries, not a whole lot of people make it past 80, I don't guess. Probably more under that than there are over 80. And I look at death like Brother Rupert yesterday. We carried him to his place of rest. I think as far as the body's concerned, what I understand, it knows nothing. The dead know not anything. If you're dead in trespasses and in sin, you know nothing about spiritual things. And only God can born you again where you can understand spiritual things. So it won't matter if it's 1,000,000 years before Jesus comes back. I said, now why would you say 1,000,000 years? You don't know when he's coming. No, I don't. A lot of us today would say it'd be all right with us if he comes back today. Now, I don't know if we mean that or not. I've heard people say that, and I've probably said it myself. Be all right with me if he comes back today. But, see, time won't matter out there as far as the body's concerned. And I'm going to tell you, I don't understand all about what the spirit and the soul will enjoy. But we know this, if something leaves the body that day, that moment, and goes to God. Because Jesus said to the dying thief, today, not 1,000 years, but today. You ever had anybody to tell you, if you don't get saved this go around, you'll have 1,000 years next time? I always figured if I missed it this time, if it left up to me, I missed it this time, I might miss it next time. Life here is short, folks. It's dope, said man is born of a woman, there's a few days and full of trouble. And we know that's true. You think about all the millions and millions of little babies that pass away and never see one sunrise. Maybe mother never gets to hold that little baby. Maybe she never sings to it like some I've heard sing to the children. I don't hear as much of that as I used to when I was coming up. I don't know how much they hold them in these daycare centers. But I tell you one thing, I love to hold a little baby, a sweet one. Now, if it's mean, you can have it. Somebody said, have you ever seen a spoiled youngling? Yes, sir, I've seen a few spoiled. I've seen a few I thought I'd love to have them for a day or two. They'd probably teach me something, don't you imagine? You know, it's always easy to do, raise other folks' children and raise your own. You can tell them exactly what to do. And I want to tell you, God knows what to do with His, folks. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. That's what America needs today. We need to be willing and obedient right here at Cool Springs. I need to be willing and obedient myself. Our nation needs to get back to God. Somebody said, how do you know we've left God? Well, if we hadn't left God, I'd hate to be in one that has. You say it can get worse. It may be. I don't know if anything can happen that hadn't already happened, probably. There's terrible things happening in the world today. See, the Bible said in this world you shall have tribulation. We know that's true. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, and me you shall have peace. There is peace in Jesus Christ. How do you know? Because my God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Don't you love the presence of Jesus? Don't you enjoy talking to Him? Something I saw here a while back said, you go to bed talking to Jesus and you'll have a good friend all night. And you can wake up with a good friend the next morning thinking about Him. I don't imagine anybody this morning woke up thinking about how you could make $1 million today. You probably thought more about Jesus than you did anything else this morning. Maybe praying for the meeting right here at Cool Springs. I want to tell you, if you can understand, we are made disobedient by the first Adam in the Garden of Eden, and you've been made righteous by the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ who died on the cross for you. You are a blessed individual. Did you know this morning there's a lot more people don't believe what Jesus said than what there is that does believe it? They've got it down in their mind. This is the way it is. All I've got to do is just see my preacher, and he'll get me to heaven. I'm going to tell you, folks, you need not see me. I can't get you to heaven. If I could get anybody to heaven, I'd get me there first. And then if I could get around to you, if it was left up with me, maybe I could get around to you. I've often said, and I know people don't like me for saying this, but it's just something I come up with. There's only two people in this room. It's me and you, and one's going to heaven and one's going to another place. You know where you're going? I know you're going to say that's not love. Maybe not, but I want to tell you, I want to live with Jesus when all of this is over. And you know what I can make my calling and election sure to myself? God held the election. He knows who He made choice of. If He doesn't, He need not ask me. So when Adam disobeyed God, I disobeyed Him. But when Jesus died on that cross, that one man's obedience sanctified, set apart all the family of God. I'm glad this morning I believe that God has a family. And they're going to be in heaven when all of it's over. Yeah. I got a little baby brother out here in the cemetery I never did see. In fact, there's two out there. One of them lived a little while on this earth, but I don't remember him. The other one died in infancy. I want to tell you, it'd be a blessing for me to live in heaven and paradise with that little boy. Somebody said, he won't mean any more to you in heaven than anybody else. That's exactly right. But at least I believe that baby's in heaven right now. Been there a long, long time, years, in the paradise of God. And one of these days, we're going to enjoy glorified bodies. Did you know there's people in this world who absolutely do not like Romans 8, and we love it? Don't you all love it? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. I heard a man here a while back preach on Romans 8, that very verse, and tried to apply that everything happens in the world works together for our good. We would never believe that. But he tells us what does work together for our good, for whom he did foreknow. This is working together for the good of God's family, for whom he did foreknow. Did God foreknow you? He must have did. You're here this morning. What else would you be doing here for? He said, I heard you's going to be there today, and I come to see you. I got my doubts. Sometimes I wonder about a lot of things. Ain't it wonderful to have friends? I tell you, I told somebody yesterday, I said, the thing is, you can have 1,000 friends and have one enemy, and you'll dwell on that one enemy more than you will 1,000 friends. Did you know why there's people in this world who just love to rub you wrong like a kookaburra under a saddle? They enjoy just irritating people because they're miserable themselves, they don't like themselves, and they don't like anybody else. And they do everything they can to make everybody else miserable. I don't see how a child of God could have that attitude. We ought to have a sweet disposition, a good spirit about us. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. And for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate. Thank God for predestinate. God so did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Over whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and we called, and justified, and we justified, He also glorified. I want to tell you, we stand as good to be glorified one of these days as if we already were. Won't that be something? You think I'm handsome now? A lot of folks do. They never have told me. Hope they don't, because I'd sure take the big head. Wouldn't it be something to be handsome here? Oh, I've heard people talk about folks who were handsome. They are so handsome, and they're so nice looking. Let me tell you something. We all get to heaven with glorified bodies. I don't imagine you'll ever have to go to the beauty parlor again. Won't that be wonderful? I stood there this morning, and I did everything I could to present myself the presentable here this morning. You say you did a poor job. I can't help it. I did the best I could with what I had to do with. Everybody remembers the person who went to off one day from home and they arrived back later and somebody said, "Where did you go?" And said, "The beauty parlor." And they said, "They must not have been open." I'm going to tell you, God's going to have His beauty parlor open in the resurrection. Next time we see Brother Lubit, he won't be lying in a casket. No, sir. He'll be in heaven with a glorified body. I tell you, that's enough to make me shout. I get aggravated myself sometimes because I'm just not thrilled enough about heaven, I reckon, and what Jesus did for me. You get so involved in this world, and you get so carnal-minded. When's the last time y'all turned on the television and saw something about Jesus that you really believed and enjoyed? It's hard to even turn the radio on and find something about Jesus that's the truth now. But I tell you what, when I'm turning that radio on, if I can just run across somebody talking about the Lord, even if they miss it some, I still eat the good part of it. Eat the chicken and throw away the bone. What's wrong with that? That's a great blessing in our life. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer.